no maybes about it this week. There is definitely swearing and adult stories throughout today's podcast. If you are a child or of a nervous disposition, you better do us all a favour and turn off now. A warm welcome back to you all to the Beyond Canal Park podcast. Series 7 is now 3 episodes deep, and this episode is a rather different one to the norm. Joining me today are two guests who have already appeared on the show. Ian Murray, better known in Highland League circles as Moby, of course, and his brother Scott Murray, former Villa winger and Bristol City legend. The brothers have hastily arranged a Fraserburgh FC Legends match in order to raise some much needed cash for two very worthwhile causes. The Fraserburgh FC Foundation will benefit, and also Dementia UK, something extremely close to both their hearts. Before we hear from the two of them, please, if you have the time to spare or the cash, get along to the Bellesley to support the players, and more importantly, the causes on the day. It's sure to be a hoot, and there's plenty of talent of all ages due to be on display. Dementia now affects an increasing amount of us. It's not only seriously affecting those with the condition, but all of their families and loved ones too. Dementia UK are there to offer specialist advice, support and understanding to families who help them look after their loved one, ensuring that no one has to face dementia alone. Whether it is through community nursing, helplines or clinics, families and loved ones can be reassured they're not isolated and alone in the most challenging of times. Every 3 minutes, someone in the UK alone develops dementia, and the lads are trying to do their bit to raise vital funds for Dementia UK, so please do give generously. If you've got any concerns about yourself or a loved one, then do not hesitate to call the Dementia Helpline on 0800 888 6678 and speak to an expert today. Okay, that's the serious message out of the way. Let's hear what the Chuckle Brothers had to say as they talked to me about organising the upcoming charity match, the people who have been a massive help, some stitch-ups from some of the squad members and the two teams, as well as our thoughts on football in general. A fabulous half hour spent in the company of two hilarious guys. And here's what they had to say. It's a real pleasure to introduce not one but two guests today to the Beyond Canal Park podcast, both of whom are no strangers to the listeners, having both graced the podcast before. Perhaps Mintlaw's most famous brothers both plied their trade at the Brock before moving on, went to professional football with Aston Villa before becoming a bona fide Bristol City legend, and the other to collect Highland League medals for fun with Devon Vale and Bucky Thistle. It's an honour to welcome back the Murray brothers to the show. Moby, Scott, how are you doing this morning?
I'm better than he is because I just beat him at golf. 2 days I spent fuming.
Hootcha. All right, straight off a golf course, how was Duffy's?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Great some conditions.
Aye. We're really only missing Kim Little here, and we've got Mintless football royalty in one place.
I met her a few months ago. She came up to the Bristol City training ground.
Oh, quality.
And no, it wasn't a good. It wasn't a good. My worst nightmare, because I walked past her and I've heard her speaking. I went like that. Aye. You Kim Little. I recognise her still. She goes, are you Moby? I'm like, I couldn't believe it. So straight away, I'm like, no, I'm the other brother. Oh, aye. That's it. So I kind of get away from him.
I'm the unit played in the Premier League.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we're going to hear a laugh in the next half hour, but you're on the podcast for a serious reason as well. Upcoming charity match at Bellesley on Saturday. If you want to give us a bit of the details of that and how people can get involved and help the causes.
Yeah, well, there's now a link here. We went to a place, we're keeping the charity local. Mm-hmm. So there's a place in Mintlaw called Clan.
Okay, aye.
We went to visit the woman yesterday and we're trying to get people through with buckets. Try and get a link, but the paperwork she gave me for the link was a referral form. She must know me for some other reason.
There was no link. She's like, oh, it's Moby. Let's get him out of here as quick as possible.
So, well, I think we're just going to speak to Finlay Noble tonight, get some buckets.
Magic.
And the will end up being a link because the place is only open Tuesdays, Thursdays. So,
okay,
we'll pop in tomorrow.
It's been class because we've got about, there's about 40 ex-brothers.
Some list of players. Well, hey, look at that in a minute. It's brilliant.
I think it's going to be fine just to see Abdi.
Hopefully it'll be a day like this, innit?
I hope so. It's funny because on I think it was Saturday, but we'd a Blackman. What a plus, we're getting Blackman. So I think so we've ended up going there, and then Brucey Buchan's wife's there.
Oh, aye.
So I FaceTime Brucey against Brucey, the strip us with the Brock have turned up. Sure enough, he was not a heart, baby. That's it. So, but nah, it's good. It's, as I said, it's exciting. And by the sounds of it, hopefully we get a few, few folk
in. It's good because there's players from the 60s, 70s, 80s, right up. And this came about as a... wasn't it supposed to have a charity game? It was supposed to be North East Tartan Army.
Okay, aye, aye.
It was supposed to be last week.
Aye.
But it was delayed a week because Peterhead were in the playoffs. He was in Balmore.
Okay, aye.
So I said to Norris, listen, I'm going to set up a charity game, get all the lads together then. So this was only like 6 weeks ago.
Aye. Pulled it together fast.
It's been fast. Like, aye. But a lot of help to Finlay Noble and Mark Cowie especially.
Aye.
Fraser, my manager, with the strips and facilities.
Magic.
Everything. And there's hospitality as well.
So. Aye, so what are they getting for their hospitality? £65 for hospitality?
Plus VAT, so it's 78 per person.
I think I've got him a Moby. Can I ask for a refund?
Signed.
You can't spell his name.
No, it's usually a sesh.
Aye.
So I think their sausage rolls, pies
aye.
Before, half-time and after.
I've been to the Brock Hospital. It's one of the best. Like they're not shy and filling up your cup. Like.
Yeah.
Just glad I'm driving him. Yeah, so I've got a charity game on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus. Aye, in Bristol?
In Taunton. So I play for... it's the most random thing ever. I play for Man United Legends. So like on Sunday, we've got a game at Taunton. So I need to... Literally, the game finish... We'll finish... A game at 2-ish and I'll probably leave a back of 3 or something.
If it's a link here, qualify for Man United Legends.
I played against him. So if it's happened, I played against him. And I played against him, and then Russell Beardsmore, the team, he pulled me after the game and said, Scotty, listen, anytime we're doing bit Bristol, we'll give you a shout. So
bring in the local punters.
Breaks my heart every time.
Pulling on that red.
At least there's no European adventure for him this year. That's
okay. Yeah, maybe yet.
Maybe.
FA Cup.
Inter Toto.
There's two causes, is it, that's get a benefit? Dementia UK and the Fraserburgh Foundation.
The Foundation as well. So
that causes both close to your heart.
Yeah. We both started at Fraserburgh. I was there 9 years. You were two or three, was you?
So I did listen. We were... As young loons got to Mintley Academy, the thing for us was trying to get to the Brock team. Because, well, there was no chance we were going to get to Peterhead. Because every time we used to go through Peterhead, we'd get battered. So we try to bite them off of Peterhead as much as possible. As I said, it seemed to be a good influx of Mintley loons. I think Bill McGruther run the boys' club in Mintley, and it was a different class, and it seemed to be a decent conveyor belt of young lads. So I think... That's for I was maybe used to look for to try and get into the Brock team.
And dementia, has that been something that you've had experience with family wise?
Well, man had that, so I think it's not a nice
thing. I know a few families in Mintlaw, relations as well. It's been people have suffered with dementia, so and you can see it's all over the place.
It's prevalent news, more than ever, isn't it?
Fit man's real ankle. Heeding these half fit buzz doesn't probably help as well, so
I think hopefully we'll get a big turnout.
Surely.
The gates open at 11:30 Saturday, the 18th, this Saturday.
Okay.
12 o'clock kick off. As I said, there's still hospitality places. There's a email address on my Facebook for that. Or you can just go straight onto Fraserburgh's account.
Okay.
And also the pace of the game is not going to be the quickest. The 45 minutes each way is going to be a hard slog, I think, for us.
Another thing as well, there's only about 5 extra large tops home and away. So,
and I seen Keith McCready last night, 5-a-side. He might need another in added on.
Two stitched together.
He might need one of them gazebos.
Have you contacted St John's Ambulance? Have they got a defibs on standby?
I think we'll need Dean. I think Finlay Noble said he'll do mouth-to-mouth, so it's fine.
Oocha. He's stepping down, is he? Did I read that?
Because of this, I think.
Is it?
He's blaming McCready.
His last action as chairman.
I know, yeah.
He's been classy. I mean, when I played, obviously, he was a secretary, and I think he's probably done every job
he's
available.
He's done his time,
He probably wants to wind himself down a little bit.
I think he was cleaning boots when he first arrived at Brock.
Aye.
Finlay.
some service to the club.
Oh, different class.
Well, there's another pull out from the team as well. Oh. Kevin Norris pulled his hamstring.
Oh, tactical.
The other day. So he says, I'm part of the management team now, but I think we'll just lock him outside.
He'd give about a while of time on anyway.
Oh, well. Was it tough getting up together on the same day?
It's great because we've got, as I said, we've got a group chat.
Aye.
And one good thing about WhatsApp,
you
just add this, things in the group chat. I mean, we're adding names.
You can mute him for not speaking shit.
And we seen McCready, and he was like, we've seen him Saturday night, because we had this 70th birthday party alongside.
Oh, aye.
And he said, listen, how have I been telling about it? We were trying to keep him away from it, so until he actually pulled us and told us, we had to add him there and then, so.
No, who is it? Brucey Bohan. Used to be the assistant manager when I played.
Aye, aye.
Physio as well, and organised everything. Bruce still messages guys happy birthday.
Okay.
I've had him every year since I've been
here. He's started a group chat and chatting. He's added everybody
in. Abdi's in. So it's a lot of years.
Brilliant. The guy from Steve Eckersley, remember him?
Okay, aye.
He's coming to physio.
Aye. Brilliant.
So I've got to talk to him. They're trying to get all the lads involved.
Hope he's wearing gloves.
Can I just ask, did my pal Rob Scott, did he win a competition to be involved?
He's a good player, Rob. I think he played with his brother John.
John Scott played up there, didn't he?
Was he ever in
Liverpool? Carly in Liverpool.
Dark haired lad.
Aye.
I was speaking of him last night. Like he's been seen him out running. Like so, he's a while since he graced the Bellsley. He said
a good left peg, Rob.
Aye. Nah. So you two are looking in quite good shape. You're obviously playing still at some level.
We played 90 minutes last night.
Oh well.
Moldy went in goals for 20 minutes. So that tells you I'm.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
It's a rare to go. How long ago since you played in the Bellsley?
Mine's would have been probably
in the 90s.
Jimmy Young's testimonial.
So if I
signed for Villa, we'd come back and played. So that's probably mine. I think I nutmegged Moby, so...
Mine's is 2002, because I was from the Vale Winter League. I love Billy Gordon with 30 yards.
Billy gets a bit of stick in the group chat.
Does he?
So I'm not getting him on him here.
The record he's obviously turning out. Record appearances and the first name in the Hall of Fame, I noticed it started up.
Listen, couldn't have happened to a nicer geezer, honestly. Yeah. Brock through and through. And
great lad, Billy.
Hunter says he's a better keeper than him, but I deny it. So.
He wasn't happy with you after your podcast on Moby.
Oh, fuck.
Billy.
Oh, no.
About training. That's been my honest truth.
Aye.
Once I left, I said to Billy, I said, once I left, I was a fitter player.
Aye.
I went to Peter Lee because the training was better, I thought.
Aye.
Keepers are all right, they're not run about.
No. Save a few shots.
If you can.
What else we got on this list? Marino Keith, obviously an our player that went to play professionally. Is he still good? Is he still in good shape?
I think he's struggling with his hips.
Oh, is he? I can't argue that.
He retired early.
His brother PK and I, he's playing.
Oh, is he? Aye.
I've been playing with him. Jeez. He'd heed a brick wa.
He's a beast.
Quality. He's an absolute beast.
Marino, he's looking forward to it. Ronnie Smith. Do you remember Ronnie Smith?
Ronnie Smith.
Striker. Quick.
Not sure.
Quick.
Aye.
Okay.
Quick.
He's playing.
He's done his hips in and out.
No, cheapest.
And these discos used to get at Elgin after away games.
I didn't see McBride's name in the last scene making it.
McBride and Boomer, Ryan Christie. Mod's got
a
relegation battle. East End.
That's right.
And McBride's broken out his way to someone. He's got it.
He'll be in the pub afterwards, though, surely.
Celebrating Rangers' demise. Fantastic. That's me getting hate mail.
Derek Milne, a name that comes up in the podcast a lot. I think Abdi that's played with him puts him in their best 11.
Aye, class.
Aye.
He's a machine.
No, he would have been my best 11. He's a Liverpool fan.
So bitter.
He was quality, Derek. He played out of Vale as well, wasn't he?
Aye.
Played for Vale.
That's right.
Great right back. Up and doing. He's still really fit as well.
Okay. Aye, he was like fit, was he?
Yeah.
Files, we got Hunter.
Next year he's going to be fit. His dad will probably be fitter.
He's lost a lot of weight. Like he's put a bit of weight on, but he's lost a lot of weight.
Lost a lot.
It's because he's got masking tape on his mouth. Stops him eating. No, I've been fighting this again. I've been fighting to see Sexy Rexy and Chris.
Aye.
And I've seen him for years.
We were me and Chris in primary school.
Primary
school academy.
Golly. Is there a big rival? Obviously, are you two the team captains? Big rivalry between the brothers?
As long as I win. we'll probably put a 20 quid, but we'll just bet him.
Side bet on.
Dunk betting. It's a mugs game. It might be a little side.
All right, serious, Simon.
I think, as I said, listen, only Only time he stepped a foot. It was like last night, the 11 aside at Mintler.
Aye.
You know what I mean?
But when we were young, my mum and dad had a chip shop in Mintler. Aye. Where Zandra's is, mm-hmm. pumping chip shop. When we were maybe 6, 7, we would rest for a fiver. 6 or 7, we used to steal money.
He owes me 300 quid. So I still had a go at, so.
I was a message to the group last night, the podcast group, asking for a funny story about your old man. So Sandy White, who's his name? And I can't if you can him.
Sandy White,
aye. Malcolm's brother. I'm not getting mad.
He says, is there any that are broadcastable?
he probably, well, I've got a good story.
This scares me.
So he was at Villa.
That's even better, because that means I wasn't here.
But we were driving down. So it's me and my dad, Kenny Leask, who's a car salesman, fixed cars back our way. Well, old year, Stuartfield way. So we're driving down. No, in fact, he was at Bristol City, sorry. So we're driving down. It was Junction 4 or 5 used to go to. To go to Birmingham, who's at Villa. Then you turn off to Southwest. So my dad says, Junction 4. Kenny is like, what? He said, we're going to Southwest. He goes, no, stop there. So me, Kenny, I'm only 19. I'm only 19 or 20. Stopped, knocked on his door. As a bird opened the door, it was obviously a brothel.
Oh my dad.
Just taking a turn.
I'm so glad I was
just the underwear on, and the bird goes, all right, Dodo, in you come. Me and Kenny are like, wow.
There you go.
Story. I'm sure Sandy White will tell a lot more stories.
Oh, bet you. There you go, Sandy. That's for you.
Cheers, Sandy.
Stitch up. Must have a few stitch ups about some of these boys that are playing on Saturday.
I mean, me and Hunter got. We played. I can't mind if we played. We played somebody a while, and I was going through Elgin.
Merino, was name Merino?
Me and Hunter, I think, wasn't there? Allegedly, which again, I didn't think it was, but allegedly loads of alcohol went missing for the pub. And it might have been me and Chrissy Hunter might have stolen. No, I stole.
Yeah. Liberated.
We borrowed it, and obviously some of the lads drunk it, so it never went back. So they classed it as stealing, which obviously it wasn't. So Duncan's and Brucey decided to find us our week's wages. So we never got a brown envelope that settled it. So very disappointed, but I'm blaming Hunter. I'm easily led. Right. Sure. So, as I said, it wasn't stolen, it was borrowed, but never went back.
Never returned.
Never returned.
Oh, dear. Faz got I would say honour, but who's got a challenger managing this two teams, this bunch, keeping things for descending into chaos?
So, Charlie and Brucey will be manager of Scott's team.
That's probably for the best, is it? You'd be dropped.
Yeah. Sub unused.
It's still far out with me after the last podcast. And Alec Mayer, who's our PE teacher.
Okay,
He's a coach at Brock anyway.
All right.
And Neil Clark, who's the best goalkeeper I've ever played.
Oh, my days.
He will be my manager.
It's going to be fireworks in Saturday, I think.
Sure, Billy and Chrissy Hunter's going to be happy with you saying that.
I think there's going to be some more pull-outs, like.
But Billy's two loons are playing as well.
Oh, quality, aye. Eh?
Well, okay, for they'll be going after.
Both keepers.
Huh?
Both keepers as well.
There'll be some karate kicks at corners, I would say.
Oh, no.
Quality. Must be happy after last night, Scott, with the Villa. You still follow Villa?
That was brilliant for them to get the Champions League. I think
Emery's done some job there.
Class.
Well,
your top six have like cemented themselves this season again. So the big boys getting to Europe and I. So it's Liverpool third. Sorry, Man City probably won league again.
Aye.
Which they're just class, honestly. I just loving seeing that bunch.
Aye. Good team. Good at John McGinn's playing there regularly as well.
Eight stroke ninth. It's supposed to be the biggest club in the world.
I guess a farewell tour for Klopp as well.
Aye. Some farewell
league
tour.
League Cup.
Won a major trophy again.
He's never won the Premier League in front of fans.
Major trophy. Top cap one. He's never won nothing, is he? What's he won?
Same as you won this season.
Oh, brilliant, Sam. How happy are you with that?
He's been 3 cup finals.
Well done, brilliant. So how many has he won?
One.
What?
beat Man City next week.
Oh, congratulations.
Shambles at United, isn't he, though, is it?
It's, even the stadium's far to miss. Oh, good. Somebody sent me a message.
The Old Trafford waterfall.
Oh, somebody sent me a message saying they've got tickets available, but it's only for the shallow end. So enjoy them games, lads. You need armbands new when you get to watch Man U.
The club's a shambles, isn't it? Like,
aye, inside deep. I don't think Ten Hag's a man, does he?
All the players. I don't think he's a manager on that. I would take Mourinho back.
Aye? Jeepers.
What a dinosaur. I'll get him back. Hey, him and I. You'd be as well getting Paul Daniels in. I don't know why you get a win, Simon.
David McGee, Blaine. Assistant.
David Blaine. Just a joy to watch.
Fibbing Scotland at a Euros, both represented your country at different levels, semi-pro and B-cup, wasn't it, a couple? Aye,
one was captain, one wasn't. One scored a few goals for him, one never.
I'm not even nibbling. But the fact that Scotland's opening the tournament, class.
Yeah. Class.
And you came for it. Every time we get a big tournament, Nino's expect no rain.
Nope.
It's a decent draw this time.
Aye, got a chance.
Switzerland got half a sniff.
We've got a few guys out already injured.
That's a problem. Like, Hickey's a big miss, I think.
Yeah.
But it's like, as I said, Germany first game, can't I rate.
Quality.
And even, even if we get spanked 5-0.
So they're both out, Hickey.
Patterson's out. Hickey's just a 10% chance, I think. It's going to end up being Ralston, probably. Ferguson's definitely out, and he's got Serie A midfielder of the year.
Class.
Mental.
Just
and he probably wouldn't have started.
No, he wouldn't have. No.
That's what I mean.
Tierney's a man we need to keep fit. Like,
yeah, he just started playing again.
He was on the bench against Barca.
Ross McCrory was. He's
maybe got a chance now. Right back.
He was injured the first 6 months.
Aye.
He's come in and did something, his hip or something. And then he's like second part of the season, he's been
banging. Is he decent?
Decent, aye. And we've got Tommy Cormier, a young striker.
He's banging in some goals, is he?
He scores goals, so.
Chance for a future.
Well, if any of them get called up, I'm going straight out to Germany for a free ticket.
I think McCrory's got a chance. Aye. A slim chance, depending on if Hickey
does. Good thing we're all going, he can play a few different positions.
Aye, well, he's versatile. They've upped to 26 in the squad now, you know, so.
So it's three extra. So
got a chance,
as I said, it'd be ideal for him.
How was Bristol City season this year?
I'll be finished 11th. Aye. So
pretty decent.
I think you look at the six teams in the playoffs and got promoted to six teams that are ex-Premier League teams for the last 5 years or something, so it's hard to compete with them kind of teams.
Aye.
So I think we finished just above half, so I think we're a team that, so.
Aye, not bad. And you're still kit man there.
Still kit man.
Still legend in Bristol.
It's good because we've got a brand new training ground. It's fantastic.
Ah, quality.
You see half the North East with Bristol City training gear on.
Is that getting taken in their return to now? Like,
it's tax-free cash. Tax-free cash, yeah. But as I said, different class. And for me, even if Roscoe signed, I was like, obviously being an Aberdeen fan, I was buzzing. So I mean, I got a couple of, I think it was Dean Elric, he used to play for the Brochtery.
Aye.
So he came doing his loan.
Okay.
So they're Aberdeen fans. I managed to get him a picture of a Roscoe and a signed shirt. I think so they're quite happy.
Quality.
In fact, Dean's playing Saturday.
Is he, aye? Great. Yeah. A couple of years at all clubs, maybe new managers just taking in. You came, Gary Wood, it's just Tino Fayetteville.
I think I'm playing against him.
Aye.
I think. I'm not up there.
He's coming on next week, so.
Is he?
We'll be probably two-footed him.
Scored a lot of goals, I think, didn't he?
Aye, yeah, somebody said that. That was Dave Edwards who said it earlier at golf. Spider. I spoke to Spider last week.
Aye. He just said enough. He said it was personal reasons, is that?
He said he's tired.
Aye.
He's all right, Klopp.
He's done it a long time, is he?
I said, all right, Klopp, calm down.
We'll see him back in management at some point.
I think he will.
Aye.
A Klopp.
Well, Klopp.
But Spider just said he was tired and his kids were growing up.
I don't think folk realise how much time it takes up. I think
it is.
Especially in the Highland League, it's part-time, and you can't get there probably Saturdays are about our day. Tuesdays and Thursdays probably about our evening. And actually, probably the managers are probably thinking about the game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's taking up the whole time.
Your boy's going to wash up and Ames room boys.
And Jurgen Klopp, even him, he said 7 days a week, six of them are press conferences.
And you're travelling. You're travelling up.
Aye, that's it.
You've done it when you've played. I says to him, he was a commercial manager selling tickets for home games.
It's committed.
I said, why have you taken a kit man job? You're just travelling the country again.
It's mental. To be fair, it's relentless. No. It is flat out the whole time. Aye. And it's even us working full time. Come March, we're knackered.
No. Are you right?
Just had enough.
It must be good travelling with your boys and that, though, isn't it?
Listen, a lot of driving. Aye. Try to drive my
you in the van, innit?
I drive my van, aren't I? And we go to Portugal pre-season, so it's good, because we've got a heap of drivers that drive the academy players.
Okay.
So my pal, Parsons, he's my best mate at the club. He's managed to get two of the drivers to drive the van to Portugal. I'm getting a flight.
Nice.
I'll be sitting in the front with a cigar. Can I wait?
The smoking section of the plane, eh?
There we go. There we go.
Quality.
Brock, it was Finlay Noble was telling me the Lynx Cafe is at Leisure Centre. Opens from 9:30.
Okay.
So if you fancy a beer at 9:30, Saturday for the best.
For breakfast.
Bacon roll.
No beer. Oh. But as I say, the gates open at 11:30, kick off 12:00. Hopefully I'll get to see a big crowd and speak at half time or something. I think there'll be a 50-50.
Aye.
Half time draw.
Okay. There's a tackle with Moby. I think we might even, the players that wear their shirts, we might sign the back of the shirts.
Oh, aye, quality.
And the folk want to bid for a shirt or whatever. As I said, 40 odd shirts, and then obviously
maximising the cash. Yeah.
Some cash.
I've had a few comments. Oh, Nicky Corner is going to video the games. He does all the Brock games.
So you sell the VHSs.
That's been a while since I've seen a VHS. It's a Betamax back in my day.
Before I in the dress room and after, so it'll be brilliant.
Oh, cool.
Nice message.
Hope it's not Carl.
Showers are working.
And Barry Walker, he's going to take loads of photos.
Ah, brilliant.
So
there'll be plenty.
Nice people coming forward and offering.
Aye, helping out.
I think it's free.
Just get back down the road before any invoices come in. That's why Scott's we'll get back down on Sunday.
We'll be in Edinburgh by the time they find out. looking forward to it. I can't wait and to see even like Duncan's and Brucey, folk in Finlay, and I've seen for a long time.
John Duthie.
Oh, aye.
He was in the met him in Just Right yesterday. And he's delighted. He played probably the 60s, 70s.
Aye.
He says, well, we'll never get like a reunion like this again.
No.
That's why I'm glad about McBride and Boomer, but they've got jobs to do.
It's fine for folk to see folk.
Nah, that's it.
I think it's day and age, mental health, nothing. You came for some folk probably sitting in their houses all day, nothing. It gives folk something to
definitely.
Do.
Definitely. Since COVID, it's been folk sitting in the house, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean. So stuff like this, in a day out, I'd be seeing each other, in a couple of beers after the game. Obviously, I'm driving, so I want to be. Mobile a couple of beers, he's driving.
No, me. Yeah. Okay. No, you can't really operate the five and drive stay alive policy anymore. Like
back in the day, obviously not. No, I mean no.
I could do on drink driving, obviously.
No,
one bit. But I think as you said, it's the same. Can't wait. Obviously, can't wait. And like I'll be like a little school kid, Saturday morning, walking up, seeing the piss and rain outside. Can't wait.
I'm going back to my same pre-match meal for Saturday.
It's certainly
scrambled egg beans and a can of Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Scrambled egg beans and a read card. Brilliant.
Not quite as bad as Jamie Vardy's pre-match meal.
Who's his?
He's a Red Bull and a port or something. I used to hear a Red Bull and a port just before kickoff.
Wow.
Moby's banned for every port in the country. I'm surprised they've let him rock.
Following in his dad's footsteps, was he? They can't his name now.
Oh no. It's hard to believe that I'm sensible in this family.
Wow.
Sometimes.
So you're obviously based in Bristol. You've probably seen yourself based there for life.
I'm saying you can't fit. It's been actually. Mm-hmm. I flew up on Thursday. And actually, it's been really nice coming home. And I was saying to Moby, such a slow, everything's slow motion. And then Brock in Bristol, it's flat out. Everything's flat out. So it's fine, actually. Playing golf, nobody's texting me. And as I said, we've been just going home, chilling, watching the TV, watching the football. It's actually been quite nice.
Playing darts.
Never know, 10, 15 years' time when the Bairns are at Arla.
Retire
up here. Moby will just find a little pad somewhere. I can't even get in a pub now. There's only one open.
It's a market for you.
If anybody wants to buy the pit fool,
up and start your own pub.
There we go.
Sandy White can buy a pit fool.
Okay. And you've just made a move back up then. Well, you were based down there now, but you're back up.
I was in Spain for 12 years, and my dad passed. My mum went to Bristol. Mm-hmm. And I moved from Spain to Bristol and rented my place out.
Aye.
But because of COVID as well, sorry, not COVID, Brexit, I sat my place in Spain because the chases you for everything.
Aye.
But I moved into Bristol and I was seeing someone for a while. I'm not going to say how long in case I was with somebody else up here.
So in case there's any overlap.
So what he's saying is he's completed Bristol. So that's what he's trying to say.
He's kind of rude telling up these names, Scott, that's why.
I came up here in December and I came up here just for a week's holiday to my kids. I thought, Drew Alrick, he owns it, he's got flats behind, that's Dean's dad. So I phoned him, I said, you got any free flats? So I went and had a look at good price. I thought, send him my stuff up. So I got him to load my stuff up in a van. It was £500 to send.
Isn't it stupid? It gets me to do all that doing it. Like, he's sworn on himself up here.
So, I'm loving it. I do work away a lot, so I think I've only been him 2 or 3 weeks.
And you seem to be spending a lot of time in Thailand as well, so.
Well, my work, I'm off October, November, December.
Aye.
It's January to end of September, start of October.
So why do you keep you in Thailand then?
Tax dodge.
I know, it's a few work colleagues over there. They know the
I'm not saying nothing.
I'm going back again end of this year.
Oh, well, so your work's probably going to rule you getting back into football at some level up here.
I'm too old, I'm 40 or 50 next year.
Ah, but coaching?
Nah.
Nay for you.
Bus coach, that's the only coach he is.
I couldn't. It's the same as Fitzspiders stopping for. It's too much time. I've played football. I'm wanting to spend time with my Luke Burns, my pals, and sometimes my brother.
So he says that means he wants to get drunk.
Well, don't we all?
And I blame him.
Right, tell us just before we sign off, tell us the details of this game again so folk can get along on Saturday. Right. 12 o'clock kickoff at Billsley.
Yeah, gates open at 11:30. There'll be a couple of buckets inside to donate to Dementia in the UK and Fraserburgh Football Club Foundation.
Magic. Hospitality still available?
Hospitality. It works out £78 a person, 65 plus VAT. And there's an email on my Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, go to Fraserburgh Football Club website. Everything's on there.
God.
And just hope we get a big turnout. I think we will, because there's a lot of people have been speaking about it.
It's meant to be dry as well. That'll help.
Yeah. Even better.
The people that are playing as well. The amount of people is interested in playing. So there's 20 in each side or something.
Magic. So Abdi will get a wee rest then.
Yeah, we roll on subs on and off.
Great.
Well, you'll have to roll me on, I think. Once I come off, that's it.
Well, all the best for it, boys. I hope it goes well. You raise plenty of money. Hopefully I'll get doing myself and watch it.
Yeah. Cheers.
Perfect.
Great.
Thank
Cheers,
you very
mate.
Much. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Well, thank you very much to Moby and to Scott for giving up their time in what is a very busy schedule for them while they're up visiting home. And it's always very much appreciated when these guys come on. Please do get along to their match tomorrow if you can at the Billsley and cheer on some of your old favourites from throughout the years. Give generously if you can and don't be shy. Best of luck from me to the two of them and to everyone involved on Saturday. I hope you raise plenty dough for two wonderful causes. That's your lot for now. Come back next week when I will be joined by brand new Devon Vale manager, Gary Wood. Bye for now.